WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Monday, October 17th. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the race for U.S. Senate in Illinois, where Democrat Tammy Duckworth is seeking a second term against Republican challenger Kathy Salvi. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has a commanding lead over Republican Darren Bailey in a new WBEZ Chicago Sun-Times poll. State politics reporter Dave McKinney has more.
The poll has Pritzker up by 49-34% with just over 3 weeks left until the November 8th election. Pollster Jim Williams, whose firm conducted the survey, attributes that result partly to an avalanche of anti-Bailey advertising by Pritzker with little response from the Republican.
That paid media has a lot to do with it. It really painted Bailey the way that Pritzker wanted him to be painted, and that seems to have stuck.
The poll also had Libertarian Scott Schluter with 8%. And in the U.S. Senate race, Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth leads Republican Kathy Salvi by 50-36%. This is Dave McKinney.
Despite county clerks being swamped with Freedom of Information requests about election security, no one from the public showed up to a Q&A and voting machine demo over the weekend in Bloomington. County clerks who lead elections in McLean, Tazewell, and Champaign counties, plus the new Bloomington election director, were at Eastland Mall, a site where early voting is underway. Republican McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael and the others say they're frustrated by misinformation.
Some people are just not going to buy it. And at some point, you can't convince people, certain people, on all sides of the spectrum. But that's life, isn't it?
Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons says more voters like vote-by-mail and Dropbox options, and that's allowed his office to save money by reducing the number of polling places. The fall harvest continues in Illinois, but the USDA is preparing for smaller crops because of drought. As Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin reports, eligible farmers can apply for emergency loans.
The USDA has designated Champaign and Vermilion counties as primary natural disaster areas after severe droughts during July and August. With that announcement, farmers with 30% crop loss can apply for low-interest emergency loans. This can help replace equipment or refinance certain debts. John Gerke heads the loan program at the USDA Illinois Farm Service Agency. Gerke says his office is here to help farmers.
You know, we're not going to know until harvest is over what the results are, but we wanted to be prepared in the event that there are some things we can do with the disaster assistance.
According to a new study from World Weather Attribution, an international group of scientists, climate change made summer drought 20 times more likely. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini football team defeated the Minnesota Golden Gophers Saturday afternoon, 26-14. Quarterback Tommy DeVito passed for more than 250 yards and rushed for a touchdown after leaving last week's game with an ankle injury. Illinois head coach Brett Bielema spoke about the significance of the Illini's Big Ten success.
Last time we beat Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin was 1983. I was 13 when that happened. So we keep chipping away at these numbers. Really excited about where they're at.
Illinois improves to 6-1 on the season, 3-1 in conference play. They're tied with Purdue for first place in the Big Ten West. Next up for Illinois is a bye week. Then they play Nebraska in Lincoln on October 29th. Still to come, one of the races on the ballot for Illinois voters this fall is for U.S. Senate, where Republican Kathy Salvi is trying to unseat Democratic incumbent Tammy Duckworth. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Democrat Tammy Duckworth is seeking a second term representing Illinois in the U.S. Senate, but she'll first have to overcome her underfunded Republican challenger, Kathy Salvi, in the November election. Democrats are fighting to keep control of the Senate, and they're banking on Duckworth to win re-election in heavily blue Illinois. Dan Mihalopoulos reports.
It's a Saturday just a few weeks before next month's election, and Democratic Party activists have packed a hotel ballroom in Northbrook for the local party organization luncheon. The biggest names in Cook County and state politics are almost all here, but Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker happily yields the mic.
It is now my great pleasure to introduce to you your keynote speaker, a genuine war hero, a fighter for reproductive rights, and our great United States Senator, Senator Tammy Duckworth.
Duckworth gets a standing ovation as she rolls her wheelchair up a ramp to the podium. It's been 6 years since the Iraq War veteran unseated Republican Mark Kirk. She became the second Asian woman in the Senate, the second woman to represent Illinois in the Senate, and the Senate's first double amputee. Duckworth then became the first senator to give birth while in office. She says the stakes are high next month.
That the future of this country, the future of the world, depends on us, on Democrats controlling the Senate, Democrats controlling the House, we maintaining our leadership in the Illinois legislature, because it all ties together.
Standing in the way of a second term is Republican lawyer Kathy Salvey from Mundelein. She got 30% in a seven-way primary in June.
And I would love to see Illinois be a state where people are proud to live in. And the only thing holding us back in this state is poor single-party government. And it's hurting, it's crushing us here.
At a debate organized by Illinois editors, Salvey said Duckworth is letting President Joe Biden implement a, quote, socialist, leftist agenda.
Inflation is at a 40-year high, and it's because the failed leadership of this president and the rubber stamp of his agenda by our junior senator, Tammy Duckworth.
But this is a state where Biden beat then-President Donald Trump by a million votes, so Duckworth is only too happy to point out the vast differences with Salvey on big issues including gun control and abortion. On guns, Duckworth cited her military experience, losing both legs when her helicopter was shot down in Iraq in 2004.
I carried an M16 for 23 years in the military. I know what those weapons are supposed to do. They're supposed to shred a human body. They don't belong on the streets of our cities.
After the deadly massacre at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Duckworth again called for a federal assault weapons ban. But Salvey said she opposes that and drew a much different conclusion after the 4th of July.
I believe that what we have in our state, in our country, is a mental health crisis. It was glaringly evident in that day.
She dismissed the incumbent's call for gun control as political grandstanding.
I remind Senator Duckworth of her words right after that tragic event. In fact, I was really taken aback. I just find it repulsive when elected officials use a time of tragedy in order to push a particular political agenda.
On abortion, Duckworth favors a federal law protecting the right of a woman to have access to the procedure, but Salvey says she's, quote, pro-life. Libertarian Bill Redpath is also on the ballot. I'm Dan Mihalopoulos.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy, breezy, and colder today with a high of 46 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Colleen Reynolds, Harrison Malkin, Colin Hislope, and Dan Mihalopoulos. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.